Iowa's original skyscraper is about to reopen as a residence, 4 years after a Kansas City developer took possession of the 19-story office tower. It is no longer the state's tallest, but it retains something else that comes with time: history and admiration. Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson takes us on a tour of the revamped Equitable Building.
From the outside, it looks the same as it did on opening day in 1924, when 1.5 million bricks became the headquarters of the Equitable Life Insurance Company. In its prime, just about everyone in Des Moines came here to see a dentist or doctor, buy a wedding ring at Joseph's, or a milkshake at King's Pharmacy. For the 75th anniversary, we rode its vintage, manually operated elevator.
And they buzz me if they're on the first floor. I can go down to the first floor, start it by hand. As it closes and starts, I let go of it.
The building has all new elevators now, but developer Sean Fouch chose an old staircase to start our tour in the basement, in the enormous boiler room, which also provided steam heat for neighboring buildings.
This boiler room had a full-time staff of up to 20 guys who were constantly bringing in coal, stoking the boilers, and taking out ashes to the alleyway south of the buildings.
Sixth floor.
The Fouch brothers from Woodbine, Iowa, are renovation specialists. They bought the Equitable for under $500,000 cash, and Sean says they're pouring in $40 million for the conversion to luxury apartments with commercial tenants on the street and skywalk levels. The building still offers commanding views, especially from the top, more than 300 feet high.
This is an area where we're going to have the big party deck.
The signature Gothic cupola, which was Iowa's highest peak for a half century, still encloses a gigantic water tank. New apartments have one, two, or three bedrooms, starting at $1,050 a month. Leasing agent Angela Helt is seeing empty nesters, boomers, retirees, and downtown workers.
A lot of people have been in the building prior. When I say, do you know about the Equitable? And they said, yes, my dentist was here or my lawyer was here. We still get mail delivered to old law offices.
From the beginning, the Equitable was an exclusive address and where Doug Hutchison practiced dentistry for 34 years.
Well, we had a view of 6th and Locust out my corner window, and that, of course, afforded you a view of any accidents or parades, flooding. The waters came pouring in, flooded up the basement, put us out of work for several weeks. We did see a car wash down the street.
The building's legacy includes a damaging fire, a scandal over asbestos removal, and tragic deaths. Bill Joseph, the late president of ground floor tenant Joseph's Jewelers, was interviewed in 1999.
We had Lampson Brothers, a brokerage, in the second floor of this building, and during the depths of the Depression, several people jumped off the building. They'd go up the tower and jump off. And one of them went through the roof of a car that was parked right in front of our store.
The notorious history is now part of the appeal, along with the Equitable's enduring charm, the terracotta, the terrazzo floors, and perhaps owner Sean Fouch's favorite, the imposing foyer, its brass lanterns dripping with memories.
You know, tall ceilings, great big lobby, marble everywhere. It should be a very elegant feeling to the first floor. You walk into any part of this lobby on the first floor once it's done, and you'll feel like you're in a grand old building.
The Equitable Building's first residents will move in next month, 92 years after the original dedication. A public open house is being planned next winter for old-timers to ponder the past and for newcomers to envision the future. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.